Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. I'm here to tell you this word this morning is going to be that which is strong meat and that which would help us to grow. So this is Cecilia, and I'm going to just take this time now to allow Minister Sheila to pray for us on this morning while we get ready for this strong word from the Lord. And remember, we're always the first partakers of that word. And sometimes being a first partaker of the word doesn't mean that we did something wrong, but sometimes it's to let us know what we need to do in order to share knowledge with each other and what we need to do in order to build and unite and things of that sort. So while we're waiting on this strong word from the Lord, we're going to have Minister Sheila pray for us and get us ready for the word of God. Be ready, be ready, be ready. Minister Sheila, are you on the line?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Apostle-elect. Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and to all the ministries, and to all the saints, brothers and sisters that are listening this morning, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for another day in the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, because I know without you we would not be here. And I just want to say thank you and thank you and thank you, and yet we can never thank you enough for your love, your mercy, and your kindness that you have given us in life for now. Lord, I give honor to you as the head of my life, the head of my family, and to let you know that we worship you, we honor you, we love you. And we thank you for loving us and giving us the faith, the help, the hope, the life that we have. And Lord, we know that you will guide us and lead us the right way, no matter when or how the hatred, the ugliness, the Satan's, the demons, the devils try to attack us, try to tempt us, that we know that you will lead us in the right way. Lord, give honor to you. I cannot give enough honor, praise, and thanks and love to you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Missionary Linda Handy, Missionary Tony Montgomery. Lord, I give you the honor to bless us all, and to all the missionaries, the deacons, the bishops, the pastors, the evangelists, the apostles, to the preachers, the deacons. Lord, I give you to all the sisters, to each and every member of your congregation. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my nieces, my nephews, my sons, my daughters, my grandsons, my granddaughters. Lord, I give you for my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. And I thank you to bless us each and every morning that you wake us up, take us to work to have a blessed day, take us to wherever we're going and to lead us in the right way and to be safe. I want to thank you for my new surroundings, Lord, that you keep me safe and cover me for all the hatred and the ugliness, that no harm or danger will come to your daughter, Lord. I bless you and I praise you. And I thank you for keeping me all, that we would all be safe in the name and the blessing and the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you to bless this government, to rise up and to know we are for all the people. We are here to serve all the people, not some of the people, but all of them, and to correct and remove all the ugliness that's been put in place, to remove it and make it all right for all the people. And to bless the police that they understand the law enforcement. You are here to serve all the people the same way, the right way, the blessed way, and to leave all your ugly hatred ways and conditions to the side, to only bless us all and to serve us right. Lord, we need you and we bless you. Praise your name, and I ask you to bless us all and to leave us and to remember our neighbors, our co-workers, even within ourselves, to remove the ugliness, Lord, and keep us safe and to bless us all and to let us know you are the way to bring us out of the darkness into the light of love and joy. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And yet I say I cannot thank and praise you enough. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you forever and ever. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen, Minister Sheila. I thank you. And even for reminding us to, Minister Sheila has moved lately, and we need to pray for her as she also prayed that the surroundings and the environment and all of that will be conducive to safety, unity, and love in God. So let's keep each other in prayer. And so before I begin, I want to ask those that are listening on the line to help me out. So you may do it and you may not, but I just want to give you an opportunity to help me with this. Like I said, it's a strong word. You know, it's amazing how sometimes God can give you something to talk about, and you're like, not really trying to tell God no, but trying to see if you could deliver it in a softer tone so that it's not like this. This is something I wrote on Facebook so that you'll understand where I'm going. If you have to hurt other people in order to feel powerful, you are an extremely weak individual. And that is very true. And yet, we have to deliver the word of God. And sometimes in delivering the word of God, it can come off like you're trying to hurt people. And in actuality, that's not what God is doing, but he's using you to bring a strong word to a body in order to strengthen them and also in order to help them. So I want you to know that I've already told you that there was a strong word coming, but it's not meant to hurt. It's going to be meant to heal, and it's going to be meant to unite, and it's going to be meant for us to look in the mirror, the spiritual mirror of God, not Cecilia, but the spiritual mirror of God, and say, God, am I in that? And if I'm not in it, God, how do you want me to share what you've shared with me on today with others so that we can be a stronger family, so that we can be a stronger body, so that we can be a stronger people? And so what my question for the listening audience is today is, how do you define sowing? How do you define the word sow? S-O-W. And for those that are in the military or been affiliated with the military, you have your alphabetics that are used like in phonetic ways or photonic ways, or they're used in a way to help people understand. So S, you know, we would say it was Sarah. O, we would say it was Oscar. And W, we would say it was whiskey. So we phonetically told you the alphabet, A, B, C, D, you know, S, O, W. So how do you? You don't have to feel like you have to share. Like I said, this is just me asking the question and wanting to hear your definition of the word sow, S-O-W. So is there anyone on the line that would like to share with us what sow, how you define it, or even how the word of God defines it? I open up the lines to you now in case you want to share.
Okay. Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Cecilia. Yes, I'm sorry, Apostle Lake Cecilia. This is Minister Margo. I just wanted to try to interact and, you know, be part of this discussion. And to me, the word sow, S-O-W, simply means to plant. I think that is, wait a minute, you reap what you sow, right? All right. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not being very
okay.
helpful, but when I think of the Bible, it says you will reap what you sow. You will reap it. And so then that means I think you will get back. To sow means to receive then what you have put out. thinking about it a little bit more. I think that's what the Bible means when it says you will reap what you sow. You will get back that given to others, what you have done, what your actions have been, those things then will come back to you. Okay. That's what I had to give to.
Okay.
You know, to
thank
say,
you. That was very powerful.
Oh, that was right.
That was powerful. So you did share. Did you have anything else for us, Minister Margo? That was powerful.
No. I just hope that was along the lines of what you were, you know, asking us to do. So go do what God tells
yes,
you to
ma'am.
Do. I'm waiting to listen. I'm actually taking notes today, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, ma'am. Anyone else want to share how you define sowing? Like I said, there's things that you can bring up, like what Minister Margo did, which was very powerful, talking about planting and how what the Bible talks about, you know, reaping what you sow. Is there anyone else that would like to share what sow means to them, S-O-W?
Good morning. To me, to sow is what you do around your children, what you do around your family can take an impact. What you do to your coworkers or to even yourself can have a major impact. And I go to work and I ask people, why did you do that? Why did you say that? Why would you expect a person to accept the wrongness you do to them? But then when it's did to you, you can't understand it. I tell a lot of people, what you do around your household, in front of your kids, in front of your family, takes a effect on them. I bring up an old statement where it says, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. What goes around comes around. And I tell people, you cannot do that around your family or your kids, especially your kids, and expect them not to pick up on it. What your kids see you do, they figure it's all right, they can do it. But then you say, no, don't do it. A lot of people say, don't do as I do. But maybe you should watch what you do, especially when it comes to your family and to your kids and around your job. Because as Minister Margo say, how can you do me so wrong or do him or her so wrong and expect rightness, the righteous, the right, nothing wrong to do to you? The saying say, treat me as you want me to treat you. That is so true. So what you do to others, truthfully, do come back. And as I tell them, what you just did, understand and appreciate it and accept it when it comes back to you. You want to get justice did to you, you must do justice to others. You want your kids to respect you, you need to do around your kids what is respectful. You can't treat and do the wrong around your children and don't expect them to do wrong. I just say what you do around your family, your kids, even within yourself, you are planting that seed. You are sowing that into their life, to their upbringing, to their way on the job, to their way of life, which you don't want to receive it back. Why should you give it out? So what you do to others do come back. But you want to do good, you get good. You want to do wrong, you will get wrong. Wrongness dear to you. You should watch what you say and do. because I ask God to bless us each and every day. And for whatever the wrongness I did, please let me know to help me so I don't do it again and to be able to deal with that person in the right way and to let the ugliness that's coming from them sow back into them and not into me. Don't do to them what they did to you, because it's just making you ugly and you sowing the ugliness back into you. That's all I have.
Amen. That was powerful. I mean, I thank God for you, Minister Margot, and you, Minister Sheila, because that was powerful for you to share with us how you define the word self. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to share with us what so means to you? How do you define it? Okay, so I'll come back to this later, but I want to right now share what the dictionary says, what the Bible says, and then a little acronym that I made with the word so. So, as Minister Margot said, means to plant. It's scattering things. You scatter it. You spread it. You broadcast it. You disperse it. You disseminate it. You distribute it. You dribble it. You put it in the ground. And you reseed it. But then the Bible says that people are to sow in the morning. And then it also talks about sowing wisdom into all areas of life. You know, we speak life into people, but remember there's power in the tongue. So then some people may be speaking death. And that goes back to the thing that I talked about that I wrote on Facebook, that if you have to hurt other people in order to feel powerful, you are an extremely weak person. So, the Bible tells us to remain faithful. That's sowing. The Bible tells us that we must sow until the day that we leave here. So, one of the things that I talked about sowing as far as a type of acronym word, S is speaking. What are you saying? O is observing. What are you observing? People say if you see something, say something. Do you see someone hurting someone in order for them to feel more powerful? Do you see someone sabotaging someone in order to gain power? Let's think about one of the leaders that we had that would take stuff that people did and they would use it against them or change what they're saying. Think about that. Selah. One of the things that we have to understand is we talked about speaking and observing. What about the W? See, I put three on the W. I said, it's worshiping. It's worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. It's standing on the word of God. It's allowing God to make us whole. All of that, including everything that you all shared, is the word so. Then we have some other things that God gave me for sowing. Seeking God, St. Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Searching them out according to Proverbs 25. Surrendering. Are you lifting up your hands? Are you bowing down before God? Are you surrendering your all to God? Are you prostrate before him? Are you on your knees before him? Are you pacing before him in a manner that shows him that you're walking it out? You're doing everything that he wants you to do. Have you submitted to God? St. James 4:7 says, therefore submit to God. We want God to do a lot of things for us. We want the enemy to flee. But are you submitting to God so that the enemy cannot use you in a manner that causes God not to help you to flee? That's a whole nother message. Now, obey. Do you live a life that says, I would rather obey God than man any day, every day, and all day? And when you're practicing your obedience to God with your whole mind, your heart, and everything, is it sometime, all the time, or just in certain situations? Because there's some stuff you just don't want to give up. 5:19 says, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Father God, we declare a willing heart, and we choose to walk in the obedience of God on purpose. When you talk about being obedient to God, is it because you've decided, God, I'm going to be a good steward of your word? I'm going to be a good steward of the talents you've given me? I'm going to be a good steward over the finances you've given me, the houses, the cars. If you've given me 10 cents, I'm going to be just as faithful and a great steward over that 10 cents I am of the 10 million that you're giving me today. He wishes that we would have life in that more abundantly. It's not too late. Some people are millionaires and billionaires at the age they're at right now, and some of us are about to be them today. It's never too late for God to bless you financially, for him to bless you spiritually, for him to bless you in every area of your life. So if, according to Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. When you worship him, talking about W, because are you worshiping him in spirit and truth? For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Do you bow down every agenda that you may have, every motive that you may have, to his? Do you give him all the glory that's due his name? Do you realize that he is the Word of God? Jesus is the Word made flesh. Do you speak life when you speak? When you pray, do you speak life when you pray? And when you're speaking life to God's people, are you pulling down and tearing down and destroying everything that's not like God? Because, see, the Word of God is a two-edged sword. I love it. The Word of God is fire, and it's like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Do you have a life that says, I will do your will, God, and I will do it your way? Because be it unto me according to your word. Not my will, but your will be done. Are you seeking God for his wisdom? Are you asking? Are you seeking? Are you knocking? Because the word in Proverbs 3:13 reminds us, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. And then we have the word of God that still reminds us that the Lord gives wisdom. And then we also have the word of God to tell us that if you lack it, ask him, and he'll give it to you. But we also have to know that we have to walk in God's truth, and it's not always going to be our truth. So we need to pray to God that we abide so much in him that when we walk in our own truth, it's his truth, because we're not trying to walk separately or differently than what God has told us to do, because we want his truth, because the truth will set us free. Now that we've talked about how sowing is supposed to be, let's get to the strong word. And like I said, I've already let you know, people that say stuff to try to hurt people in order for them to feel strong, they're weak individuals. But that's not who we are. We don't sow discord. See, we talked about the good things we're supposed to sow, but we're not sowing discord, because some people are sowing into their own flesh. Some people are being overtaken by their own faults, whether it's sin or whether it's them allowing someone to speak ill of them and to them? Do they have their foot on your neck? Do they have their knee on your neck? Are they holding you down in the muck and the mire in order for them to feel better? Colossians 4, 5, and 6 says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, and that ye may know ye ought to answer every man. The things that you're doing and you're saying, are you avoiding those foolish conversations, those contentious conversations, those conversations that promote jealousy or envy or covetousness and things of that sort? What is your conversation? What are those things you're thinking about? What has the enemy perverted or subverted in your life? Has he caused you to speak in a way that's always condemning? Or has he called you to speak in a way that shows everyone that you're your brother's keeper? I'm not going to enable you. I'm not going to cause you to be a codependent person, but I'm going to speak truth to you. And in that truth to you is not meant to hurt you, but it's to say, I need for you, according to the word of God, to walk in the excellence of God. I need for you, according to what God is telling me, not to speak in a proud tongue or a lying tongue, not to shed innocent blood, because you can shed innocent blood with your tongue. Do you know how many people have committed suicide because of something someone said to them or lied about? That's a whole nother message too. Proverbs 17 and 9 says, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separately is a friend. So are you telling your brother or your sister about the things that they've done, and you've done it the way the word of God said? You spoke to them privately, you spoke to them with someone else, and now you're speaking to them, you know, publicly. Sometimes people will say, oh, she did that or he did that to hurt my feelings. No, they already did it in the progress that is supposed to happen, and they talk to you privately. They've already talked to you, you know, even with a leadership or whoever, and now it's being done publicly. God is saying he wants you to walk in the excellency of God. So this isn't sowing discord. It's actually causing you to be whole. Do you want to be whole? Do you want to be used by God? Or do you just want to be able to do what you want to do, how you want to do it? And so now you're sowing not only division, but you're sowing lack. You're not sowing the excellence of God, but you're sowing lack. We have to be careful that we're not sowing offenses. We have to be careful that we're not sowing division, but we are to sow excellence. What we do for God is that which we do in excellence. I'm going to share a quick story with you. I've worked with people that have made this comment, and it hurt my heart. Every time black people work together, they can never get along. Every time black people work together, they always sow in discord with each other. Every time black people get together, it's always about the negative. Well, I've been blessed. I haven't worked with a lot of black groups or people of African heritage that were strong, but I have worked with some. So that's why I don't like it when people act like people of a certain race behave a certain way, because I've worked with groups that were all black and they were strong. They were engineers. They were teachers. They were doctors. I mean, they were well-educated people, and they worked together as a unit. They worked together as a team. You could not sow discord in them or with them if you tried, because if you brought up something, they were going to get all parties together and they were going to nip it in the bud. And if they found out that the root was envy, they dealt with it. If they found out that the root was competition, they dealt with it. If they found out that the root was self-sabotage or whatever, they dealt with it. Because, see, the movie Judas and the Black Messiah isn't anything new to us. we know that there are people that are planted sometimes within a group to sow discord and to cause us to not be united. And we know that there's also people that they won't be planted in there. They're just jealous. They're in there and they're trying to disrupt what God is doing. Apostle Sandra Thomas, when she was here, and she had many of us that worked together underneath her, when she saw discord happening within the group, she attacked it. She went after it. And sometimes it did look like she was coming after you, but what she was doing was coming after that spirit. She was coming after that act of division. And I've noticed that since Apostle Sandra Thomas has left, we need to work on that. Because all of the people that she put together and all of the groups that she put together, if we're separated now, what's going to happen when that separating sabotage spirit comes for you and what you're working on? And I bring this up because I need for the ministries that were under Apostle Sandra Thomas to self-evaluate ourselves. Me first, Lord. Me first. Cecilia first, God. What am I doing to unite us? What am I doing to attack any spirit that I see that is trying to sow discord among us? Not because we were under Apostle Sandra Thomas, but because we were part of the body of Christ. Not because we like this one or dislike that one, but because we're the body of Christ. Not because when we're on the job, we're one way, and when we're with ministry, we're another way, and when we're with the family, we're another way, but because we are the body of Christ. What are we doing? Naturally and spiritually, what are we doing? What are we sowing? Are we sowing agape love? Well, if we're not, loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name, whatever's causing division, loose them and let them go. On my job, loose us and let us go. In my family, loose us and let us go. In the ministry, loose us and let us go. In the groups, loose us and let us go. In the cultures, in the ethnicity, whatever it is, loose us and let us go. Every lying tongue, come out in the name of Jesus. Every wicked agenda and imagination, come out in the name of Jesus. Every perverted spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Every trespassing and compromising spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Every double-minded spirit, come out. Misdirection, come out. Misguided, come out in the name of Jesus. Everything, anywhere in our lives that is sowing discord. I'm not married, but if you're married and it's caught, something's in that marriage causing discord, come out in the name of Jesus. With your brothers and your sisters, come out in the name of Jesus. With your cousins and your aunts and your uncles and your in-laws, come out in the name of Jesus. Daughter-in-laws, sisters-in-laws, brothers-in-laws, whatever, come out in the name of Jesus. For this enemy we see today, we will see no more. Goodbye, misuse. Goodbye, abuse. Goodbye, uncleanliness. Goodbye, ignorance. Goodbye, arrogance. Goodbye, vanity. Goodbye, timidity. Goodbye, hindrance. Goodbye, distraction. Goodbye, dream killers. Goodbye, immaturity. Goodbye, low self-esteem. Goodbye, self-condemnation. Goodbye, negativity. Whatever it is, character assassination, go in the name of Jesus. Disrespect, go in the name of Jesus. I loose the love of Jesus. I loose the agape love of God. I cause us to bind in the name of Jesus, through the power in the name of Jesus, to bind into the love of God, to be that link that is no longer broken, but to be that link in the chain that causes us to be strong in the Lord. We're united in God. We're united with God because we're sowing in love. We're sowing in unity. We're sowing. And if you say something about my brother and my sister, I'm going to call you out. And I'm going to call you out in love. Because this isn't meant to be something that causes us to divide, but it's meant to cause us to unite. Not uniting in hatred like the Ku Klux Klan or the Nazis and things of that sort, but when you look at the things, and I'm using them as an example, that the Black Panthers did, they wanted to bring a race together to be economically sound, to be educationally sound, to be able to get good health care and things of that sort. So what is the agenda of the call and the purpose that God has called you to? Are you our teacher? Then teach according to the word of God and the will of God for a godly love. Are you a preacher? Then preach according to the word of God and the will of God. Are you an evangelist, an apostle, whatever your title is? Are you a choir director? Are you an usher? Are you a youth pastor? Are you a person that's teaching leadership? Whatever your agenda is, if it does not align with the agape love of God, in the name of Jesus, lay hands on yourself and tell it to come out and put the love of God in that place that would have been void. Put the word of God in that place that would have been void. Put the love of God in every area of your life. There is a time and a season for everything. But this right here is not about a season. Every day is a time for unity. Every day is a time for the promises of God to be manifested in your lives, in my life. Every day is a day for God to perfect us. Every day is a day for us to pray for one another. Every day is for us to walk in the prosperity of God. Every day is a day for us to be in his presence. Every day is a day for us to promote the peace of God and the power and the plan of God. Every day is a day for us to say we're going to sow into everything that God is teaching us. He's teaching us how to pray. He's teaching us how to praise him. He's teaching us how to seek him. He's teaching us how to cherish him. He's teaching us how to honor him and to honor one another. He's teaching us how to repent of sins of commission and omission. He's teaching us how to close every door, every gate, interest that the enemy has tried to come in and cause division and separation. And now that he's brought this to our attention, we will accept the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge, the words of healing, the miraculous of God, so that we can come together as a body, as a family, as a people. Where are the Uncle Georges of this family? Where are the modern-day Lulas of this family? Where are the modern-day Molly Seabury of this family? And if, by chance, the listeners on today are not of the Seabury heritage, where are the Harriet Tubman of this world? Where are the Barack Obamas, whether you like him or not, of this world? Where are the leaders that are willing to sit on the bus and say, no, we all got a right to sit in the front? Where are the leaders that are willing to call a nation together and say, you diabolical threat that has tried to promote gourd and disrespect and lack of unity in America, go. For this day forward, we shall expose every trap, every plan of the enemy. We not only shall destroy you, but we will eradicate you with love. I'm going to quote Apostle Sandra Thomas one more time. Love them until you love the hell out of them. Again, love them until you love the hell out of them. And if loving the hell out of people and me saying that word is offending you, I ask you to love that out of yourself too. Because the one thing we cannot do is forget that we are a united nation and a united people that in God not only do we trust, but we depend on him. So in the name of Jesus, be thy made whole. Minister Sheila, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Elect. Thank you for the words and encouragement and the lessons that you have taught us today and to help us to understand and to do better in the way of life that we are doing and to help others to understand it. Just want to say the lines is open if anyone has a testimony or remark or just something that they would like to say. The lines are open.
Praise God, saints. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We are blessed. We are blessed, and we were blessed with a strong word. Now I know why the Lord told me to get up and get some paper and get something to write with, because this was worth every moment. There was something sown into my life today, and I thank God for his apostle. I thank you for the word. And one of the things that really stuck with me when it said that we are to find the root of the thing that's causing division, separation, and condemnation, wherever it is, in an organization, within a family, within yourself, find it and address it with the word of God. Hallelujah. Address it with the word of God. Every day. Every day. And if it takes every moment in every day, we need to trust God that he can do it. He can perfect the thing that concerns us if we put him first. And I loved how the apostle talked about the fact that we need to speak wisdom, speak life, and speak truth. Praise the name of Jesus. Speak wisdom, speak life, and speak truth. And what has been planted in my spirit today is what my assignment is, to make people look closely at what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're practicing each and every day. And me first. Me first. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for the word today, God. Thank you for the word today, God. Thank you for your apostle today. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for everything you do, because we know what we do for you is what's important. Help us to move forward in you, boldly, strongly, and with confidence, knowing that you are with us, you're directing us. And as we seek you and seek wisdom, we will be exactly where you want us to be. Thank you, God, for this powerful, needed, and timely word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hey,
thank
man.
You, Minister Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your powerful words and your message. Is there anyone else? The lines are open.
Yes, this is Minister. I just want to say what I got out of today's lesson is three things. Reaping what you sow, providing, protecting, and giving and making provisions. I thank God for the word on today, because it hit so much where you could provide the love for me. You could stand up in a place and protect me from myself, and you can give me the provisions of telling me what the word says. I thank God for the lesson on today, reading what you sow. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else? Okay, I want to thank all that was listening and all that took the time out to say, and for those that are listening that might not be able to speak, because I have been in times like that where I can hear, but due to my presence of where I'm at, I might not be able to speak, but I want to thank all of them that's on the line, the ones that spoke, and the ones that's able to hear the program, and thank you for all your remarks, your statements, and your teaching. I just want to thank God for all, because without him, as I see, we would be nothing. We won't be here. We won't have life. We won't have the love that we know we rightfully need, and to ask for more in the blessings. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to ask if you can tune in. Is there anyone else, before I close out, is there anyone else that might have any words or comments or statements before I close out? Your time is now.
This is Cecilia. I just wanted to remind everyone to let's keep each other in prayer, because this is our Canaan season for life until we leave here. Let's keep everyone in prayer, because once we walk in the unity of God's love and the unity of his word, this is, you know, even with the tower, God knew if they stuck together that they would get to the top. They would get to him. What is it that God wants us to unite in that he will be pleased with? There are things that he wants to be pleased with that we can reach him in. So let's pray for one another, and let's stay united in God and with God. That's all I wanted to add, Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Apostle Elect. We thank you for your words and your encouragement. And we thank you, and we ask that we all know that each day that he gives us life, they are love, and we are here through his greatness to share love, not letting the enemy rule over us. For each day we will have a temptation. He will try to provoke us. But as you say, pray for them, and just pray and pray till all the wrongness go away from the area of the person or the whatever the attack is on you. Make a U-turn, because they know they have no win with you, for God has you and will always have you. I just want to thank everyone for listening, and to ask if you can tune in, pray with us and be with our service each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Let's Talk with Apostle, excuse me, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday nights for Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. And this Monday night will be Pastor Troy Thomas. It will be on Facebook and Blog Talk, Mighty Man of God with Words and Knowledge and Teaching. And on Friday nights for Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which I believe this is the second Friday night, will be Prophet Antoine Thomas, another man of wisdom, courage, and knowledge and love and teaching of God, which is on Facebook and Blog Talk. I just want to ask for each and everyone to remember, for each morning you wake up in the middle of the night, anytime you can open your eyes, you thank God, because yes, so many might have been here this morning, but they're not here now. You thank God, because for now we are here, for each and every split second that we have is to thank God, because yes, some might have woke up this morning, but they did not make it till now. And I just want to thank God for my family, my bloodline family, and my spiritual family. that I was born in and to let us, we all know, without God, we would not be here. And to bless us with all we work at, live at, or just within ourselves, we need your help, your love, and your directions to keep us safe and to cover us with life of your love and wisdom. And I want you to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all shall be added unto you. Remember, God is the true Father, and he will do no wrong by you. So forever love and worship him, for he loved you, that he gave his only begotten Son. So let's pray and to understand we are God's children. Have a blessed Sunday. Amen. And have a blessed one. Bye.